Hello, hello, everyone. We are live. Today is February 9th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. I'm going to say hello to some people as we see the chat now beginning to move and fill up. So let's see who's here. Plattsburgh, New York. That's about 5 hours north of us, Plattsburgh. So hello to our neighbors in Plattsburgh. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. I see Colorado. I see more in New York as well. God bless you guys. Newfoundland, Canada. God bless our neighbors and friends in Canada who are watching on here. Hello from the Adirondacks in upstate New York. That's about 2.5 hours from us. God bless you. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New York. New Mexico, Ontario, Canada. God bless all of you. Very happy to have you with us. I see Alabama. I see Perth, Western Australia. Hello to our international audience coming in. God bless you. We're very happy that you are joining us tonight. I see Surprise, Arizona. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Swansea, I think it's Montana, I think. But I don't think it's Massachusetts. I think it's Montana. So God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Mesa, Arizona, Southern California. God bless you. Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you. Saratoga Springs, New York. That's also about 2.5 hours north of us. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. I see Ohio, Utah, Florida. God bless you guys. Texas. God bless all of our viewers in Texas that are coming on, and in Georgia as well. Hello in the UK to you. Hello to all our wonderful viewers in England. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, let's see. Who else is coming in? Lyons, Oregon, and Billings, Montana. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Sacramento, California. God bless you. Oh, let's see who else is coming in. Oh, I see Virginia, South Africa. Hello to our friends in South Africa watching tonight, as well as Aiken, South Carolina, San Bernardino, California. God bless all of you. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. God bless you. Guilford, New York. Hello to our neighbors in New York. God bless you. I see Iowa, Houston, Texas as well. Delaware, Toronto, Canada. God bless all of you coming in. Oh, let's see who else. We'll do a few more. Callaway, Maryland. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Maryland. God bless you. And in Maine, I see Maine coming in as well as Pennsylvania. God bless all of you. Long Island, New York, and Jamestown, New York. God bless our wonderful neighbors. There's many of you on tonight who are in New York. Anchorage, Alaska. Hello to our friends across the country in Anchorage and in California and Oregon and all those states that are the other bookends of the nation. We here in New York are the other bookend of the nation here on the East Coast. Boston, Massachusetts, God bless you. I see Kansas as well. Corpus Christi, Texas, God bless you. Robbie Creek, Idaho, God bless you as well, our viewers in Idaho that are watching tonight. New Zealand, hello to you all the way across the globe in New Zealand. Very happy to have you with us. God bless our viewers in New Zealand, as well as Oshkosh, Wisconsin, I saw Tennessee and Manchester, England as well. God bless you. Oh, we'll do a couple of more as people are coming in. Oh, let's see who else is here. I see Alberta, Canada, Williamstown, Kentucky. God bless you guys. North Dakota, God bless you. Oh, and we'll do... Okay, everyone, I'm back on. Probably because of what I'm about to say tonight, that probably happened. I completely, all of a sudden, got completely kicked off of everything. And you'll understand when I start talking about what I'm going to talk about tonight. So this is why this happened, but I'm back. We're going to continue on our way here. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. I'm going to open up in prayer. We're going to give this over to the Lord. You're going to understand in about, 5 or 10 minutes, why we just saw that happen. So once we get into what I'm going to prophetically say tonight. So let's get into prayer. Immediately give this over to the Lord. And let me just make sure that audio, our audio's good. Our audio input is good. So I hope all of you can hear me. Just give it a moment. It'll probably come back on too if some of you didn't hear the sound for a minute. And Chris was just in here. He just left. So we're going to give this over to the Lord. pray, and then we're going to get into everything tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we just humble ourselves before you this day. Ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short in you. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, we come before your throne with praise and thanksgiving, saying your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we acknowledge the immense sacrifice your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, made when he came to this earth, when he was the Word, became flesh, and he dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. And we praise you, Father God, that he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation at Calvary when he said, "It is finished." And he disarmed principalities and powers. He paid the price in full. He took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back into heaven where he is ruling and reigning at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names. And we honor that before you this day. He is our advocate without ceasing, Father, before your throne. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory, your power, your might, your truth, your presence, Father God, saturate the atmosphere, that people would tangibly feel your presence, that your conviction would go forth, and the weight of the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Father, would minister to those who are watching tonight, Father. We ask you, go before us and be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words, Father God. Fill my mouth with your words, Father, as we go forth in you. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege of being vessels, Lord, of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround the skies, the land above and below, north, south, east, and west, and to guard against every dimensional access point, Father God. We take authority over in the name of Jesus Christ every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, spell, incantation, witchcraft, sorcery, manipulation, dark arts, and any form of weaponized demonic activity sent against us. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke it and command it dismantled, disabled, destroyed, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. We are receptacles for your glory. We are vessels that to be filled, Father God, with your presence, Father God. Lord, we just praise you. And thank you, Father God, for every breath you have given us, Father God, that every day is proof, Father God, that your hand is upon us. Every day, Father God, is proof that you are still calling our name, Father God, and we answer that call in Jesus' name. We praise you. You are our shield, our glory, and the lifter of our heads, that the eyes of the Lord are upon us and his ears are open to our cry. When we cry out, the Lord hears and rescues us from all our troubles, that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Father, we praise you that 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but these things will not come near us. With our eyes will we now see the reward of the wicked. We praise you, Father God. You are our deliverer, our strong tower, our banner, our righteousness. You are our peace, Father God. We praise you and thank you that you are on the throne, Father God, that there is none like you. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, Father. Take all the glory for yourself, Father God. We praise you, Father, for who you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Amen. Welcome to those of you jumping on during prayer. We had an interesting start to this. I think the enemy was trying to get interfere before the prayer started, because once the prayer starts, it's all over for him. So I really think that there's something to that, what happened. But we're glad we're back. And if you could share this broadcast right now and like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. It's going to be some very interesting, insightful, prophetic pieces that we are going to put together tonight. So if you could share this broadcast right now, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. We're going to go into the underlayer of an agenda that is forming that on the surface doesn't necessarily look like it's there, but it's there. And this Ezra moment that I need to talk about too, there is a prophetic Ezra moment we are coming to in this nation, and we need to discuss that as well. But what I want to say first is that the enemy attempts to set up events in the present in order to alter the future, in order to strengthen his position and weaken the position of the church. So he sets up events in the present to alter the future in order to strengthen his position and weaken the position of the church. This is why the church needs to wake up and stop the compromise with the world. It has diluted and weakened the position of the church, where we are at a season where a plumb line is being dropped and the word Ichabod will be written, the name physically will even come up publicly written upon the doorposts of churches. And Ichabod means the glory has departed. And the enemy's servants want to get the people of God into such a position of compromise that the glory of God has to depart from the injection of such corruption into his house, because the glory cannot stay there. His glory, Ichabod. And once this happens, the enemy now has the dominant position in that church. It's not where the glory of God is anymore. It is a building now that he has hijacked, committed a robbery in progress, and he's inhabited, and it's no longer the house of God, but a house of abomination, manipulation, placation, a house of thieves. The enemy is seeking, is stalking, is watching to see when the church will let down their guard and their weapons and to cause a national crisis that will alter the next 2 years. Alter, A-L-T-A-R, because that's what he wants, a national alter, in order to alter the next 2 years. And we as the body of Christ need to learn and understand how to spot the setup. Because if you spot the building project while it's being built, if you spot the setup while the enemy's trying to build it, that's when we have the power and authority through Christ Jesus to go in as the watchman and tear it down and dismantle those strongholds, works of darkness and iniquity, sophisticated arguments in high places. Now, saying this, I'm going to show you some things here. Because there is a hidden agenda with the Olympics and the Super Bowl halftime show having to do with 2028. And I'm going to show you. But I'm going to show you some things about this first of all. Ready? Okay. Let me just show you what the Olympics opening ceremonies and the Super Bowl halftime show had in common. And no, I did not watch it. I learned about it later. So, but I need to show you some things having to do with this that are very much connected and very much connected to a national agenda to alter leading up to 2028. Now, let me show you. Okay. Yes, I have props tonight, people. I have them. So, the Olympics opening ceremony was 2/6/2026. The Super Bowl halftime show was 2/8/2026, and it was the 60th Super Bowl. Okay. The Olympics opening ceremony, right? You have the 6 from the day, the 6 from the year, and then 2 + 2 + 2 = 6. So you have 666 for the Olympics opening ceremony. How does that match the Super Bowl? Well, the Super Bowl halftime show just happens to be just 2 days apart from that. That's not an accident either. Halftime show is 2/8/2026, and it's the 60th Super Bowl. You have the 6 from the 60, you have the 6 from the year, and then you have the 2 plus 2 plus 2 in the month and the year. That also equals 666. So 2 days apart, you have an opening ceremony and a halftime show that hidden within the dates is that number that they like to associate with the spirit of Antichrist, which is 666. It's not an accident they were put 2 days apart. It's actually quite deliberate. Now, this has to do with the next election, and I'm going to show you how as we move forward. So I'm going to show you this too now, and then we're going to go deeper into this. Ready? The Olympics opening ceremony was 2-6. The Super Bowl halftime show was 2-8. 26 happens to be our midterms, and 28 happens to be the next election. So these two were put 2 days apart, 2-6 and 2-8, which just happened to equal our midterms this year in 2026, and 2028 is the next election. So keep that in mind now, as we are about to go forward, and some of this that I'm about to show you is going to blow your mind. So let's put up the Forbes article. Thank you. What did Bad Bunny say at the Super Bowl halftime show? Every word he spoke in English and Spanish. The entire halftime show, by the way, was in Spanish. Now, this is what his opener was in English, so they translated it. My name is Benito Antonio Martinez. I want to keep going and go Juan Carlos. I mean, like, you just want to keep going with these names, but Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio. And if I'm here today at Super Bowl 60, it's because I never, ever stopped believing in myself. Self-worship. Never stopped believing in myself. You should also believe in yourself. You're worth more than you think. Trust me. Yeah, you're worth more because he's a pawn for the kingdom of darkness. You are very valuable to the kingdom of darkness when it comes to their game of chess that they like to play. But he didn't use his name, Bad Bunny. He suddenly uses his full legal name, Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio. Why does he do this? There's a very specific political reason. He used his full name. Let's look at the letters of his name, shall we? Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio. Guess what's in his name? Obama. Obama. So it's interesting because he didn't use Bad Bunny. He used his full name. Why? Because there's an agenda hidden in this man's name. There it is. Obama. Now, I'm showing you one piece of this. We're going to put the other piece together. I'm giving this to you in pieces, okay? Okay, so that's the first piece to this. It's going to get a lot deeper real fast. The show was expected, this halftime show, to be the first Super Bowl halftime show to be sung entirely in Spanish. However, pop artist Lady Gaga showed up to sing the Bruno Mars song, Die with a Smile. Now, I'm going to put all these pieces together for you in a minute. Okay, ready? So Lady Gaga shows up to the man, Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, has a bomb in his name. Lady Gaga shows up to sing a song called Die with a Smile. Now, backwards, Gaga's name is Agag, who was the king of Amalek that Saul refused to kill when the Lord gave the command. The spirit of Amalek that has risen in this nation, attempting to hijack this nation. That's who comes out on stage with the man that has Obama hidden in his name. So the person who has Agag in their name, which ties back biblically, attached to Amalek, comes out on stage with the guy whose full name spells Obama to sing Die with a Smile. So let me put this together for you, okay? All right, there's Bad Bunny's full legal name. He's got Obama in it. There's Gaga, right? Agag is the reversal of it, which was king of Amalek. They are singing during a Super Bowl date that equals 666, and they are singing a song called Die with a Smile. Now, if you think this is all just random pieces that they're putting together, this is not random pieces. You have the guy with Obama in his name, with the woman who has Agag, King of Amalek, in her name, and they're singing during the 60th Super Bowl, and the date and the Super Bowl itself tie to 666, and they're singing Die with a Smile. They don't do these things randomly. They do these things very, very deliberate. Now, moving on. If you don't think they are not attempting to summon catastrophe, then you've missed the memo. They are attempting to align things through music, through dates, through times, through events, open up the souls of people, open up the soul of the nation, and align events and summon agendas for national catastrophe. That's what they're doing. And the show was sung entirely in Spanish with a bunch of other nations' flags on 2-8, which is 28, which is our next election, that they are attempting to establish their agenda for such now while causing others to die with a smile. They're doing all of that on a date that equals our next election. 2-8-28, right? Our next election is 2028. Now, this is going to blow your mind because they hide their agendas many times in these things. Now, I'm going to show you. All right. Here he is, Mr. Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio. You got Lady Gaga. Ricky Martin apparently was in there too. But these two I want to focus on, okay? Mr. Benito Antonio and Lady Gaga. Hidden within their names, they were put together for a reason. They were put together to sing together into the soul of the nation for a reason. You know why? Because out of their names, you can spell in order the last three Democratic presidents. Clinton, Obama, Biden, and then for 2028, you just happen to be able to spell AOC. Now, if you think this is random, if you think they're not doing it purposely, you have missed the memo of how the kingdom of darkness operates. Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, Lady Gaga, Clinton, Obama, Biden, and you can spell AOC. Now, this is why they align things the way they do. It's not random that they just happen to pick Lady Gaga to come out with Mr. Benito here and sing Die with a Smile on 2-8, which is the next election, right? On a date attached to Super Bowl 60 that equals 666, that their names just happen to be not only the last three Democratic presidents, but you can spell AOC, who happens to be one of the contenders for the Democratic nomination. They had the nation captive. This is when they do these things. When they have enough people coming into agreement on a national scale that they can attempt to open up in the realm of the spirit gates in order to fulfill this. So this is not an accident. This is highly, highly deliberate, and it's highly, highly prophetic. Now, moving on. Do you think maybe that because the halftime show was on 2-8-28, which is our next election, and Bad Bunny, Mr. Benito, deliberately used his full name along with bringing out Lady Gaga because hidden within their names on that day, which equals 28, is a hidden agenda for the next election. And that is why it was in Spanish, the year of the midterms. All of it's deliberate. I'm convinced of it. I perceive to be the Lord shows me these things, and I happen to see them. I am convinced it is very, very deliberate. There is a method to the madness of the kingdom of darkness and their disciples. Now, keeping all this in mind, we're going to move on now. Keep all this in mind. and we're going to move on. Now, the reason why I'm not encouraging you to go and watch the Super Bowl performance, I'm trying to show you how the kingdom of darkness and its disciples align events, dates, times, and seasons in order to plant the seed of agendas that the enemy wants to grow in a future season. So he plants those seeds now. Okay, moving on. Let's go to the USA Today article. Thank you. Okay. Now, we're going to move on to this for good reason, because this is going to bring us to the Ezra moment. Okay. Now, this was a big political firestorm. What happened? But Trump deletes video meme showing Barack and Michelle Obama as apes. President Donald Trump shared a clip of former President Barack Obama and the First Lady Michelle Obama appearing as apes in a late-night Truth Social post on February 5th before taking it down the following day amid bipartisan pushback. The roughly minute-long video centered on footage discussing unsubstantiated voter fraud allegations in the 2020 presidential election before briefly flipping to the clip of the Obamas. The image of the Obamas, which appeared to have been generated by artificial intelligence, showed the bodies of two apes whose faces had been replaced by that of the former president and the first lady. They appeared to be in a jungle with apes flying around in the background. Those are their flying monkeys, I think, and you'll know that what movie that's from. The White House initially dismissed criticism that the video was racist and said it was from a meme depicting Trump and the Obamas as characters from The Lion King. However, Trump does not appear in the video, which he posted just before midnight on February 5th. Now, this is important. It's posted just before midnight on February 5th with no accompanying text. Earlier that day, a White House official told USA Today that a White House staffer had erroneously made the post and that it was taken down. Trump personally ordered the post be removed, a second White House official said. First of all, the fact this happened is not an accident. It was a setup to derail something that just happened earlier that day. I believe this was a setup from within the walls of the White House in an attempt to derail something. Now, we have to keep in mind, too, as we're watching over 3 million pages of the Epstein files be dumped and everything else, right? And on top of what I'm about to say, I believe there are those within the walls of the White House that are looking to sabotage. Now, that White House staffer, first of all, there needs to be some serious consequences because, and I'm going to say it, this crap cannot go on. You don't stoop to their level and you don't give them easy fodder to use. Two wrongs don't make a right, and handing the media a golden nugget is pure foolishness at this time and age that we are in. At some point, one way or another, humility is going to have to enter the White House. It's going to have to. Now, why do I say that? Because just 10 hours prior or so, 10 hours approximately, before this sudden Obama post is put out, 10 hours prior, something happens. Something happens that incensed the kingdom of darkness and dropped a plumb line in the nation. So we're going to put up the article, and we're going to show you, because 10 hours prior to this Obama post going out before midnight or whenever it did, something happens. Trump announces event to rededicate America as one nation under God. President Donald Trump announced plans for a national prayer event at the National Mall in May to rededicate America as one nation under God during the year-long celebration of the country's 250th anniversary. Trump discussed the event, dubbed the National Jubilee of Prayer and Praise, and a Thanksgiving, and planned it for May 17th during remarks at the National Prayer Breakfast on February 5th, as he touted his administration's efforts to return religion back to the public arena. So, President Trump announces this rededication to the Lord, right? He's going to have a rededication event in May, rededicating the nation to the Lord. And this post goes out suddenly after this announcement, which sparks huge controversy, bipartisan backlash, and completely overshadowed the news cycle and the gravity of what President Trump announced at the prayer breakfast, because this, with the Obamas and apes, took over the news cycle like wildfire and completely eclipsed the gravity of what just happened 10 hours prior. This is why people have to be positioned in the White House that are sensitive to the leading of the Lord and his voice and ready for the schemes of the enemy. When you announce you're going to rededicate the nation to the Lord, do you really expect the enemy isn't going to immediately from within the walls of the White House mount up and launch a attack? You have to be ready when you're going to announce something like that. You have to be spiritually on point and physically ready when you are going to announce something as serious as this. Now, I want to go to Ezra 6, because this is what I'm talking about, this Ezra moment. Ezra 6 ties directly to this three-month period we're leading to in May. Now, Ezra 6, believe it or not, was given to me by the Lord. I perceive it to be the Lord on 2/8, on February 8th, which is interesting because that is the next election, 2028. So on 2/8, I'm given Ezra 6. So this Ezra moment in the nation and the rededication has a lot to do with what will happen in the 2028 election. This moment, and it happening, and it has to happen, will directly impact the midterms of the 2028 election, especially. Now, so on 2/8, February 8th, 28, the Lord gives me Ezra 6. I want to read this to you because I'm going to show you something fascinating that connects it to this prayer event. Okay. Ezra 6 verses 1 through 5. Then King Darius issued a decree and a search was conducted in Babylon in the archives where the treasures and records were stored. In Ecbatana, in the fortress palace in the province of Media. Where are they looking? In the province of Media. A scroll was found on which this was recorded. Memorandum. In the first year of King Cyrus, the king issued a decree concerning the house of God in Jerusalem. Let the temple house, the place where sacrifices are offered, be rebuilt, and let its foundations be strongly laid, its height and its width, each 60 cubits. Now, with a rededication, the number 60 is involved. Its height and width, 60 cubits. It's no mistake. I'm going to go back to this because I perceive this to be the Holy Spirit is showing this to me real time. And I got to now find the paper to take you back now. When there's an Ezra moment that's going to happen, the number 60 shows up. What number Super Bowl was this that they tried to pull all of this nonsense? The 60th. It was the 60th Super Bowl that they tried to align everything that they did, hold on, everything they tried to align on the 60th Super Bowl, it has to do with the book of Ezra and the rededication because this was attached to the number 60. And the enemy knows this. If we don't think the enemy doesn't comb the word of God, looking for ways to manipulate it, oh, he does. Now, verse 4, with three layers of huge stones and one layer of timbers, let the cost be paid from the royal treasury. Also, let the gold and silver utensils of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, be returned and brought back to their proper places in the temple in Jerusalem, and you shall put them in the house of God. Okay. Ezra 6, 7. Leave the work on this house of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the Jewish elders rebuild this house of God on this site. Which is interesting, as Ezra 6, 7 says this, because the reversal of that is 7-6, 76. And that's the year of America's birth. And this decree is being issued in the time leading up to America's 250th anniversary. Now, this is where it gets very interesting. Ezra 6, 8. Also, I issue a decree as to what you are to do for these Jewish elders for the rebuilding of this house of God. The full cost is to be paid to these people from the royal treasury out of the taxes of the provinces west of the river, and that without delay. So the taxes out of the royal treasury are going to pay for the rebuilding and rededication. That's what Ezra 6:8 says. Now, because it's being paid out of the treasury of the leadership of this nation, in a way out of the king's treasury, this rededication happening in May is being paid for out of the treasury of the leadership of the nation, except it's the president, not the king. So basically, the government is paying for it. Ezra 6:8 was a decree that the government is to pay for the rebuilding and rededication out of the taxes of the people. Now, let me show you something, how this date incredibly ties to the book of Ezra. Here we go. Ready for this? So Ezra 6:8 is that scripture where it says the taxes of the people from the government needs to pay for the rebuilding and rededication, right? Okay, let me show you this. May 17th, 2026 is the rededication. 5/17/2026. 5 plus 17 plus 20 plus 28 plus 26 equals 68. What scripture verse is it that says that the rededication has to be paid for by the government? Ezra 6:8. 68. The date of the rededication of this nation to God adds up to 68, and it's Ezra 6:8 where the decree is issued for the rebuilding and rededication, that the full cost is to be paid out of the royal treasury, out of the taxes of the provinces west of the river. That is, I don't even think they realize they did this. This is not an accident. This is prophetic. This is an Ezra moment, and we need to recognize that, because these things don't align by accident. There is a rededication of this nation that needs to happen. And the enemy would like nothing more right now than to derail it before the entire nation. Now, I'm going to go even further, that this is an Ezra moment, because who were their adversaries in the rebuilding of the temple and the dedication? The Arabs. The Arabs and people of the land, I believe including the Amalekites, some of them, their adversaries, right? They were the adversaries. They come up against the building and rededication of the temple, of this big consecration that Ezra wants to have. Well, we now have Iran threatening to attack U.S. bases, but interestingly enough, for the time we are in, Ezra, rewritten, is Reza. Ezra, rewritten, is Reza, R-E-Z-A. Why is that a sign of the times? Because Reza Pahlavi is the one that has emerged in the first year of Trump's second term as he declares a rededicating of the nation to the Lord, which is an Ezra moment. A Reza is emerging on the other side of the world, the Arab world and the Persian world, emerging stronger and stronger with the Iranian people as the Iranian people fight to overthrow the Ayatollah's regime. So as an Ezra moment is happening here, Ezra rewritten is Reza, and a Reza has arisen as a leader in the Arab world in the Middle East. This is not an accident. This is prophetic. This is prophetic. This is an alignment that we have to pay attention to. Prince Reza, I would watch him very closely. I would. Because this is not an accident that this is all coming together like this. Now, I'm going to show you some, I'm going to say a few other things here. I have a few other things to say about this. Because the gravity of this is why you saw them finally pull out the pentagram at the Olympic opening ceremonies. And we just saw what we saw at the Super Bowl halftime show, and they were aligned 2-6 and 2-8 for the midterms and the election, because the gravity of the rededication of this nation to the Lord is so serious that it has the propensity to derail the plans for the midterms and for 2028. It has that kind of propensity in the spirit and in the natural. Now, I'm going to say a few things. King David gave Nathan the prophet and Gad the seer the room to freely speak into his life. He gave them the room from the Lord to freely speak into his life. This was a cornerstone of his kingship that made him a successful king. Not that he didn't make enormous mistakes, and we had Bathsheba Gate, a storyline written for Jerry Springer, happened during his kingship, but their ability to speak into the situations from the Lord and to David is what was able to right the ship when it was about to capsize. There were quite a few moments there where the entire kingdom was about to capsize, and the Lord sends in the prophet Nathan and Gad the seer to right the ship and steady the ship so the whole kingdom doesn't go down. Daniel was able to speak into Nebuchadnezzar's life when not only the whole kingdom was going to be thrown with Nebuchadnezzar, but the Magi that needed to be in position in Matthew chapter 2 to go before Jesus, they would have been completely destroyed in Babylon had Daniel not stopped the guards when Nebuchadnezzar ordered the killing of all the Magi, stopped them, sought the Lord, got the dream and the interpretation of the dream that righted the entire ship of that kingdom that was about to capsize and would have affected the entire nativity story we see in the Gospels. This is how important it is. This is how important the role of the prophetic is. It just doesn't affect the current generation. It affects the future generations to come. And if what President Trump, with all due respect, has around him as advisors, if he has around him a bunch of yes people, this is why this monkey video with the Obamas got through. This is why you see other decisions being made. This is why you see people just saying yes and looking the other way. And I would hope and pray that President Trump would value more people who tell him the truth, even if it's what he doesn't want to hear, rather than have people tell him yes all the time. What spared David from losing the kingdom was that Nathan and Gad were not yes men. They were not yes men to man. They were yes to Almighty God. They were oracles of God. They were there to speak from God into situations because the foolishness and folly of man was going to destroy it. And I sense a line in the sand moment from the Lord that's coming with this. And the White House, because now that President Trump has announced this rededication of the nation to the Lord is going to expect from that moment forward that President Trump actually yields and submits and listens to the Lord's counsel in truth, not just glazes over it, not just superficially runs by it, not just listens and brushes it off, but actually yields and submits to it. Not his own version of the truth, but the Lord's truth. From now until May 17th is a three-month window. That is a window for pride to be placed aside and humility to enter to avoid catastrophe. Because now that this has been announced, the enemy fiercely will oppose this rededication. And it's going to lay out snares that the Trump administration has to avoid. The enemy is already laying out the landmines the second this was announced. One of them is to goad President Trump and his top advisors in the flesh into a fight so serious that the nation could turn. One of them is to get them so in their flesh and goad them into a fight they have no business getting into that could actually turn the entire nation. When David wanted to rebuild the temple, the Lord said no to David because David had shed much blood. What David had done during his kingship, the Lord denied him the building of the temple and he gave it to Solomon. if President Trump wants this rededication to happen, and he wants to be the president that does this, pride and its poison has to be purged from the ranks. Pride and its poison has to be purged from the ranks, because pride is the announcer of destruction. It is the one that announces and opens the gate and tells destruction it is welcome to come in now and have its way. Pride goeth before destruction. It goes ahead and announces. It goes ahead and calls and beckons for the destruction to come. Instead of a rededication, the enemy would turn it into retribution. And now that this has been determined to do and it has been announced before the nation, and President Trump is determined to do this, he, as the leader of this nation, as the shepherd of this nation, must humble himself before the Lord to position the heart posture of the nation, to prepare it for the rededication, so it doesn't get derailed by the enemy attempting in this hour to puff up the pride of the White House, the administration, and the nation, in order to beckon destruction to come so the rededication never happens. This is very serious stuff. When Ezra had to do this rededication, it was a very serious purging of the ranks, including any man that had married a foreign woman. They went that far. They had to be separated. It was a total consecration of the nation and rededicating themselves fully and wholeheartedly to the Lord. This is about consecration, and pride and flesh and puffing out like a rooster does not belong anywhere near this, because it will derail it. If you are serious about this, then you know what? The White House and President Trump needs to humble themselves before the Lord in a heart posture before the nation that shows the seriousness of consecration. So when the rededication comes, the enemy is not able to derail it. You know why? Because you had Ezra and Nehemiah and prophets speaking into the rebuilding the entire time amongst the people, realizing who their adversaries were, not allowing them to set up meetings to ambush them and kill them, because that's what they tried to do during the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. The adversaries, the Sanballats and the Tobias, the Arabs and those in that area, set up meetings, fake meetings, to invite Nehemiah to, meetings of stature to invite him to, which is nothing more than an ambush to kill him. A 911 ambush. And we saw that happen in September. But Nehemiah, because he was submitted to do the work of the Lord, saw what they were going to do, because the Lord had warned him, because his heart posture was correct in order to receive the warning. There are warnings the Lord is attempting to give President Trump right now, and he's brushing them off because of heart posture. I'm not saying he hasn't done a lot of wonderful things, but the enemy is out for blood. He's out for blood. And this rededication is such a danger to the midterms and to the 2028 election and this next 2-year period and what the enemy planned to alter, A-L-T-A-R, in this nation, that it requires a deeper level of a faith walk and consecration from the president and his top advisors. It requires that. You can't want to rededicate an entire nation to the Lord and walk in the superficial. Honestly, President Trump and his top advisors should be on their knees before the Lord. It doesn't have to be public. They should be on their knees before the Lord in private, seeking the correct insight, instruction, and heart posture from the Lord, that the enemy does not bring catastrophe before this rededication. Because sometime before, or a few months after the rededication within that window, the enemy is going to strike and he's going to try to bring that catastrophe. Because when the nation is rededicated, the covenant is reestablished, right? The cornerstones are fortified. The nation is humbling itself before the Lord. And we all know in 2 Chronicles, it says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, my people, not the world, my people, the Lord's people, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. This is a moment of consecration. The enemy would like nothing more than to derail and stop because of pride and flesh. Because of the pride of life and the lusts of the flesh, the enemy would like nothing more than to lure and bait leadership right now that are walking a little too much in the flesh. It's wonderful this has been announced, but now you have to walk in the spirit so you don't carry out the desires of the flesh, because the enemy is watching where the weak entry points are, where the weakened state is, where the tiredness is, where the weakest top advisors are, and he's going to target them to stop the rededication. Because this needs to happen in this nation. This rededication needs to happen. It does. However, the leadership doing it has to understand this is not a game, this is not a joke, and Almighty God expects them to walk circumspectly before the Lord in this. With humility, with the heart of a shepherd, watching over the flock from predators. When shepherds see a predator coming, it's no time to get prideful. It's time to get in a posture that protects the flock. And that's what time it is at the White House, to get into a posture that now is going to protect the flock. The battle is for the soul of the nation. The heart and the soul are connected. So it's a very serious thing that's been announced. So we need to intercede and pray, because the enemy is laying the snares. He has sent out the bird catchers. And that just left my mouth via the Holy Spirit, because this nation, the symbol is an eagle. And in Psalm 91, it says, he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. That's a bird catcher. The enemy has sent out the bird catchers in this hour in order to try to clip the wings of the eagle, so it can't get into it can't get into the correct posture to mount up and soar. It's the bird catchers that the enemy is sending out. So we have to be very aware of that in this hour and really pray about this rededication, because the Lord is going to expect it to be done a certain way. He is going to expect it to be an Ezra moment in the nation. This is an Ezra moment of reconsecration. And this can't be superficial Christianese, business as usual, glazing over the Bible. This has to be in all humility, crying out to the Lord before the nation and truly handing it over to him and rededicating it to him. So 2026 and 2028 won't be lost. That's what this is about. It's that crucial and it's that important. And had David brushed off Nathan the prophet and Gad the seer, he wouldn't have reigned 40 years. He would have fell the second Bathsheba happened. He would have fell. Had he brushed them off and not listened and done what he wanted. Nope, that done got him into the mess doing what he wanted. This is how important the role of the prophetic is in a nation. Because when the ship is about to capsize, the prophetic is sent in to right and steady the ship and speak the word of the Lord. They did it in Nehemiah and Ezra's time, and we're still doing it today. Praise the Lord for that too. Praise the Lord for that. But really pray, because the snare of the fowler has gone out. And pride has gone out. to beckon and challenge the administration and its advisors to come out into a place where the fowler has laid the snares to catch them. So just intercede and pray that those snares and traps are exposed and that President Trump and his advisors see them, actually see them before they get anywhere near them, so they can be exposed and dismantled in Jesus' name. And I understand we need a bite of prayer. We are working on it. I promise you we are. And so we will announce it as soon as we have it set. So just bear with us and pray as we deal with this and we begin to put this together. But you're absolutely right. We need to be praying and having a night of prayer leading up to this. Praise the Lord. Okay, now, the Givaderm ladies have been listening in the background. I'm sure they got an earful listening in the background here, but they are here. We're just going to bring them on for just a couple of minutes as we close.
How are you?
Amanda.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing great. Hey, we're not only listening in the background now. We heard you today on Nino. You were amazing. It aired
praise
today.
Oh, Nino's
my goodness.
Fun.
Oh, and you know what's amazing is you were talking about the voice of prophets.
Yes.
I was so proud of you because there you are on this really a secular stage with Nino,
yes,
even though I believe he's mm-hmm. a believer. But you threaded some of the needles that, you know, that he was saying, oh, what about this? What about Candace? Yes. What about that? And you gave such words of wisdom. I was so amazed and proud and just rejoicing.
Well, I'm so glad you ladies watched it. I was on with Nino Rodriguez. If you'd like, you could go to his channel and watch it. He did post it. So, and we got to pray together at the end, which was wonderful,
fabulous,
too. He asked me to pray. And so that was a really great moment as well.
And guys, she really prayed.
Yeah, I really
was not. Thank you, Jesus. It was so nice
good.
To be together. Yeah. We all stopped and just prayed with you. It
was
awesome.
When you heard about the altars.
Oh,
my
goodness.
The Lord led me to do that over Nino.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely
amazing. I'll tell you this, with the blowback that we've had lately.
Yeah.
We were like, yes, Lord, us too.
us too.
It's real.
So we're so glad Chris is home. We love him so much. Our prayers were answered. We're so excited. And we do have a special for our
Valentine's. Okay, what's the special? Tell us.
It's actually one of our bigger specials that I think we offered it in the holiday season of 2024, but it's buy a mother load kit and get a free lotion,
a full size lotion.
Oh, the body lotion?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I use the body lotion constantly. It's amazing. Yes.
Well, we might as well have called this the Amanda promo.
That's right.
Because
we should.
It has all your favorite things.
It has
Mother
yes.
Plumper, Mother Slugger, and the lotion. And so it's spectacular. Yeah. People have already been hooking up on this deal. But man, I'm telling you, with your ARC-10 discount,
yes.
I mean, it's a crazy deal.
You guys can use that with the promo, they're saying. You can use it
absolutely.
Together. So you get the promo, and then you add promo code ARC-10, and you get another 10% off your
exactly.
order.
Exactly. And we wanted to give some people some help with the winter skin, because it's been a brutal winter. And so that's what this – I don't think we have anything that is as directed to helping skin as this promo.
Yeah, it's just been winter. It's a great winterizer. So it's amazing. So we're excited. And make sure that you use ARK10, no spaces, whether you go to Givaderm.com or your partner's page, which you say it so flawlessly.
So flawlessly.
I don't say it so flawlessly, you. So you feel free to do that.
Chris is probably watching. He should come down because he gets his own box from these ladies.
Yeah.
Every month he gets a box and it says Chris on it.
It does.
And now he gets his own stuff. So he doesn't steal my stuff.
I love it so much.
Well, we have a name in our marriage. It's called I Want What You Have. And so anytime I get something, Chris wants it. And so basically now they were so wonderful about it, they send him his own box.
That's great. We love it. We love Chris.
Well, little puppy.
I hear him coming, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, Chris.
I hear him. He's coming.
That's awesome.
Little
puppy update. All of them are in heat. It's fantastic.
You said it would be a handful. You're absolutely
yes, you
right.
Have to. Yeah.
Yay, Chris.
Hi. Here he comes. I'll move over
look
for a second.
You. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
You look amazing. How do you feel?
He's got a braid in his hair.
Oh, look
I
at
love
you.
It. I love
He's got
it.
A braid. See?
You're so
showing everybody.
That's amazing. How are you feeling?
Much better. Thank you for all the prayers that you did, and all the other people also that prayed for me. And
yes.
The Lord.
A lot of prayer.
The Lord healed me with this. It's not really a disease, but
of the seizures.
Of seizures, yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We're so grateful, Chris, and we rejoice when you came home. The whole team was going crazy. It was wonderful.
We're so excited to see you.
Thank God I'm a city Italian and I'm built for complete pressure cookers.
You got that
I'm
right.
Just being thrown into them at a moment's notice.
Yeah. We couldn't believe it. We're so grateful you're home, Chris, and so grateful you're well.
Wow.
Thank you.
And now he's got a beard, too, that he uses the lotion on as well.
Yay.
So, Ben, if you've got a beard, you can use it because Chris uses it. I'm still deciding how I feel about the beard. A lot of people love the beard who watch, but I think the beard is great. So,
but you know what? You keep it really nice. It's a
he does keep it nice. He does.
It's a nice
trimmed and nice and groomed and the whole deal.
Yeah, yeah. I tease my brother that small creatures could live in his. So. Yeah, I'm just saying. So I like that you can. It's just nice. It's manicured really nice.
It is. You look very nice.
And yeah, so yeah, Bamboo Mist is another hugely popular thing for our guys that have beards. So that's another thing to try.
Yep. Do you have it? Because I was saying
we have the Bamboo Mist. I think I'll check, but I think we have.
I'll
give it to you. Yeah,
I could check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you can add it to your list next time, and we'll put Attention Chris on there.
That's right.
So
it's our delight, absolutely our delight.
So did you guys make it through with all the crazy winter? I know it was 30 inches of snow, but
we had -18 wind chills this past weekend. I was praying to Jesus because I'm like, Lord, I got all these animals you gave me. And so we were looking for a solution. We do have heat boards in there, but they needed something. And we found this little 850-watt heater that plugs right into the wall that is way above, because we have their plugs up high for good reason, because Poppy will eat the cords. Yeah. So we have their plugs all the way up here.
Yeah.
And we put those heaters in, and it was keeping their pen at like 35, 40 degrees, which for them is phenomenal in like zero temperatures and negative temperatures. Everyone's pen was between 30 and 40 degrees with these heaters, which is great for them. So that was like, that was a wonderful thing me and our facilities manager, Ricky, came up with.
That's incredible. A solution.
That's absolutely incredible. Wow. I'm so glad to hear you guys made it through. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah. Praise God. We made it through. Joshua, our large sheep, is out there laying outside light at spring. It's -17 wind chills. He's just hanging out in the hay outside like nothing's going on. And I'm like, Joshua, you're one for the books, bud. You really, really are. Even the other sheep went in and he's like, nope, I'm fine.
That's amazing.
It's fine out here.
Isn't so, that amazing?
It was quite comical to watch. But besides that, yes, thank God everyone's doing all right. And so if people want to get this deal, say if they want to give a loved one a gift for holiday coming up, maybe they want to give them a nice gift set, they can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on Give a Derm, and you can get their special promo and use the promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. Their body lotion is amazing.
Yes, and I know that Plumper is our master hydrator, and Slugger is our master moisturizer.
It's incredible.
It's absolutely incredible. And you said you use Slugger as a primer for your makeup,
I use it for primer, yes, for my makeup. Yep, I put the whole system on, and then I put the Mother Slugger on in order to prime for my makeup.
It's amazing. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
It's amazing.
You
absolutely
look beautiful,
incredible.
By the way.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were commenting on Nino how stunning you look, too. Yes. We were like, what? This is amazing. Like, you're just
thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it was fun. I like going on with Nino. Yeah, it's fun to go on with him because I'm preaching to a whole different audience.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
So proud of the doors God's opened for you. So it's amazing.
Thank you, ladies.
You're beautiful too, Chris. Okay.
Yes, you are.
You're beautiful too. Of course. Well, ladies, thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much. It's always our pleasure to
thank
be
you
able
for having
to check
us.
In.
We'll have you back on soon.
Thank so you. Excited.
Okay. God bless. And that was the Give a Derm, ladies. So once again, you could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, click on Give a Derm, and you can go to their special that they're having and use promo code ARC10. So praise the Lord for that. I always like having them on. They're just wonderful Christian women, and we're happy to be a blessing to them as well. Also, we got a couple more things before we close tonight. Brace for impact. Given what we are seeing go on in this nation and what's coming, this will be available live in April, actually April 7th, 2026. You can pre-order it now on Amazon. If you go to arcofgrace.org, you'll see the Brace for Impact as you scroll down, and you can click on the Amazon link and pre-order it on Amazon. This book goes all the way up to 2028. So we talk about prophetically speaking all the way up to 2028, and it is coming out in April. Praise the Lord. My second book. So praise the Lord. We got through that. We got through writing the second book. Also, we'll just put up a couple more things before we end tonight. Sentry H2O, we'll put up real quick. We'll just put up the Sentry one. Sentry H2O is a 5-stage under the sink water treatment system. They also have them for the whole house. It removes many harmful toxins and it increases the pH as well. It is wonderful not only for you, but for your pets. Pets can actually develop bladder issues when there is too high a mineral content in tap water. So what this does, it actually helps remove toxins and basically maybe, you know, counts that are a little higher than they should be from the water. And it gives you a filter that has a lifespan of up to a year as well. So if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, you can use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. He also has a portable one he sent us that you can actually take around to water your animals outside. So Nelson has a portable prototype actually that you could actually hook up to your hose. It will filter the hose water through for your horses, your chickens, your livestock, your sheep, your goats. So if you're interested in that, please reach out to them for that as well, because they do have that. So praise the Lord for that. And I think this is where we're going to end tonight. And we thank you everybody for coming on. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. Chris hears me. He hears me downstairs praying. He actually hears me in the office in the morning, me walking around and praying. But I say Psalm 91 every single day. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin, and also from Scripture. I speak those scriptures every single day. We have other Psalms to encourage you there as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. I would also encourage you to read Matthew 7 right now. I believe it's Matthew 7, 24 through 27. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. I think that might be Matthew 7. But go and read that, because it really has to do with this year, has to do with the midterms, has to do with everything leading up to 2027. So go take a look at that as well. We always want to encourage you in the word as we close out. And most likely we'll be back on live on Thursday. And until then, we will be putting out shorts as well. So be on the lookout for those. We also have a new, I'll just throw this in at the end, a new Instagram page for the sanctuary. So if you search on Instagram, Ark of Grace Sanctuary, you will see the logo. Please go and subscribe if you can. We're putting up all sorts of animal content on there as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Yes.
You have anything to say before we close?
Bless you all. And thank you for praying for us.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, everyone. Keep the faith. Have a wonderful rest of your evening.